Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Hello, and to everyone from around the world, welcome back to ACC Global News. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy and grateful to be with all of you here today. And today we have a very special guest. She is Asperger's and Autism Life and Job Coach, Lisa Latimer. And she is the founder of New Horizons Job Coaching. And I assure everyone that you will be very intrigued with the topics that she will speak on today, dealing with people that are diagnosed with Asperger's or other forms of autism. So we have a very wonderful show for all of you today. It is now Thursday, the 28th of July. And to remind our guests today, our interview today with Lisa, and also all of our interviews, are permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site, or you can also go to our website. Please visit us at accglobalmedia.com, and you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, our special guest today, Lisa Latimer. Really, from our own experience, Lisa has spent years working with people suffering from acquired brain injuries. And she really has an affinity towards children. Lisa has committed herself to assisting children with autism. And really, after the birth of her son, Lisa has taken a good amount of time off to really spend time to raise her family. And it was really during this period that she understood her passion and her real dream of getting back into the workforce and helping others dealing with autism getting back into the workforce as well. And incorporating certifications and coaching from cognition coaching and also yoga certification from George Brown College, Lisa brings a uniquely passionate approach to working with her clients. And again, whether it's on the phone or Skype, Lisa's services are available to people across the globe that are suffering with Asperger's in their family or maybe friends or even teachers as well. And it's really her strong communication skills that really sets her apart from all of the others that are in her field. And to many people that are diagnosed with Asperger's or other forms of autism, and again, the parents with children that are diagnosed with Asperger's or other forms of autism, many of them really, they feel overwhelmed. And there's not really many places to turn to for help so that they themselves or their children can live a real quality life in today's society. Who do we go to for help? What I can tell our audience today is that help is finally here. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you Asperger's and Autism Job and Life Coach, founder of New Horizons Job Coaching, Ms. Lisa Latimer. How are you doing today, Lisa?
Oh, fine. Thank you, Matthew. Thanks for that great introduction.
Well, again, we are very happy to have you on, really discussing this very important topic. What I would like to ask, Lisa, if you could really explain to the audience, who exactly is Lisa Latimer?
Well, I have worked in the human services field for over 25 years. I started off working with children and youth with autism and other multiple exceptionalities, including when I was in school on student placement. Then I switched over to adults with acquired brain injuries and worked with them for a while. In 2001 and 2002, when I was on maternity leave, I started playing around with the idea of a home-based business so I could stay home with my son. I had started two home-based businesses, not at the same time, mind you, but was not very successful in either one of them. And in 2009, after a 10-year stint in the acquired brain injury field, I felt I really needed a change. I decided to attend a 4-day workshop on autism in the classroom here in Toronto. On day 4, when they talked about Asperger's, I actually recognized a part of myself. I felt that really resonated with me when they talked about Asperger's, and I gained valuable insights into how Asperger's was similar to some of the classic features of autism, yet different. I gained work as an independent contractor and spent 3 years in the classroom working with teenagers who had multiple exceptionalities, including autism. During 2009 and 10, I was taking an online course just for fun to do with natural health so that I can have captivating content for my blogs. During that time, I also rediscovered yoga. In 2010, I decided to enroll in the classical yoga program at George Brown College. It was a 200-hour training course that spread over 11 months. Yeah, I was very proud of my achievement. As a person with Asperger's, I always felt very disconnected from my body. Here, I was not only practicing yoga, but learning how to teach it to someone else. I could improve my own health, but also helping others at the same time. I also volunteered for a while and attended a yoga conference at George Brown College in 2012. And at that conference, I did yoga demos, role plays, and also a speech. It was a terrific learning opportunity for me, and I really enjoyed it. We had gurus coming all the way from the Yoga Institute in India to teach quite a bit of the philosophy that wasn't covered in the course. But we did not promote ourselves as yoga teachers. There was like many of us there. So by the summer, I still didn't have paid clients to teach yoga, so I decided to do something different, but not giving up on the idea of teaching yoga, just adding to it.
Okay.
After reading online and talking to friends on Facebook, I decided to enroll in the Coaching Cognition Program and the School of Online Business. At the same time, someone in my family got diagnosed with Asperger's. I started thinking that somehow I could coach people in my field of special needs. I didn't yet have a plan, but my classmates were going to help me formulate one. It was actually here when someone got diagnosed with my family that I saw myself as having Asperger's. Although I haven't actually officially got diagnosed, I know this. I know that I have some of the symptoms. Like when I was a child, I had difficulty with making eye contact, just as an example.
Yes. And to the audience out there, again, you're really hearing this from someone firsthand, which has really dealt with people, and with also herself dealing with some forms of Asperger's or people with autism. So there would be no one else better to assist you in this situation than someone that's actually been over there on the front line dealing with this disorder that many people deal with out there. Lisa, if you could really share with our audience your background and, again, some of your certifications that I touched on earlier.
Yeah, sure. I have a diploma in child and youth work from George Brown College from a while back, and I have my yoga certification through George Brown, as I already explained, which I obtained in 2011. I acquired my life coach training in essential skills through Coaching Cognition in 2014. It actually took me 2 years to do it, and I can explain a little bit about what it entailed. It is a self-paced program with online classes, training modules, and involved peer, intermediate, and supervised coaching sessions. So real hands-on experiences as a coach, not just reading up on coaching or listening to other people coach. This is different from life skills coaching, a certificate I acquired 18 years before that, also from George Brown College.
Oh.
A lot of, George Brown College, I find, is a really good place to go to for continuing education, definitely. Life skills coaching focuses on groups only and has to be done in person. This is because the group lessons, they call them lessons, have to be done face-to-face. There are a lot of tangible resources involved. I also had some volunteer experience doing life skills coaching with women at a local community center. One of the things I like about life coaching, however, is the ease of access to so many people around the world.
Yes, you're definitely right about that. And it's also great about really all the experience that you have working with people in this field. And again, I really want to stress this to the audience. Lisa, who or what really influenced your path to becoming a coach?
Well, more and more people around the world are using the skills and expertise of a life coach in whatever form it takes. You read up on it. There's money coaches, business coaches, transitional coaches.
Yes.
As opposed to a psychologist or a therapist. Not to discount them, but if they're seeing a therapist, they could also see a life coach at the same time, because they're going to be for two different purposes. Because as a life coach focuses very much on goal setting and actions towards achieving these goals. A life coach will also hold a client accountable as well. Very key here. That's actually the primary reason, I think, why someone
takes
out a life coach. Mm-hmm. Depending on the client, this usually results in faster results for the client and major life changes in a more positive direction. A coach does not have the training to go deep into a person's past, and nor is that his or her role. But actually, a therapist could also do coaching without going through, you know, extra training. That is what a therapist or counselor does, though. They go into the past. A life coach is very present and future-focused. And if they start to talk a little bit, if they talk too much about their past, I have to actually redirect them as a life coach. So we work together as equal partners. What further motivated me to become a coach was my own personal battle, as already mentioned, with Asperger's. I may actually get officially diagnosed somewhere down the line, but the thing is, now, as an adult, it will cost me over $3,000. So coaching, I looked into it, and coaching has allowed me to invest in my own personal development and ongoing training so that I can help others. As a student of the Coaching Cognition School online, I have access to their training vault forever. There are also other self-development resources out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's forever. It's a lifetime access. And I have interests in other self-development resources, like Thoughts or Things is a fantastic book written quite some time ago. It's one of my favorites. Having the clients to coach, of course, also helps me grow as a person and as a coach. Since I have Asperger's, communication has been a struggle for me, but it's not impossible. I actually, when I went to that workshop at to the Geneva Center, there was a lady who had Asperger's who was doing public speaking. So, you know, if she could do it, there are certainly other people who can learn to do it as well, if that's their passion.
Yes. So, again, what I would like to know, as far as your client base, can you explain to us a little bit about that?
Well, my client base primarily includes adults who have Asperger's syndrome, but they also have to have the desire to really make positive changes in their lives. They have to ask themselves the question, are they coachable? So I'm willing to work with individuals who are willing to be coached through meaningful work and maybe even other goals. I will be able to do more with people who live in Toronto, Ontario, where I reside, of course. I also want to extend my services to other adults with Asperger's in other parts of Ontario, Canada, U.S., and other parts of the world where possible through Skype. Of course, this has to do with time zones and all that, where it's practical.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sometimes it's not, right? I can't get on Skype in the middle of the night, 2 a.m., and start coaching somebody. But although my main clientele would be adults with Asperger's, as you said in your introduction, I can also work with parents and other caregivers, as well as teachers, bosses, or anyone else who lives and works with adults who have Asperger's. Since I am a life coach, I have background to be able to work with the general population as well for very reasonable fees. It's just that with the Asperger's population, I have special techniques that are different than how I would coach someone in the general population.
And again, I really want to stress to the audience the point that she brought up with very reasonable fees. Anyone out there dealing with this knows how expensive it can be really getting assistance with this. There's finally someone now that can offer you this help at a reasonable price. So, again, it's very important, which is why I am repeating this. And what I would like to know, and many people in the audience may be thinking this, Lisa, what are the services that you provide when helping?
Okay, so, yeah, the two main services that I provide are job and life coaching. So an individual could access either one of those two or both of them if they want. The job coaching can include interests and strengths assessment. That's the beginning phase. Job searching, role playing, administrative tasks like resumes and covering letters, and social stories, which I'll explain a little bit later. Putting together an orientation binder, which includes something called graphic organizers. One-to-one social skills sessions, job shadowing and mentoring, ongoing feedback, and indirect support through check-ins. I would do check-ins with them. So while receiving my services as a job coach, someone could also discover that they need to go back to school. Quite often this actually happens.
Yeah.
In this case, I can provide tutoring in basic math and literacy courses, as well as life skills courses at the high school and college levels. This is through my own experience as a tutor. I don't have a teaching background. Tutoring has to be done, though, in person. Any or all of these services will be clearly spelled out in a service agreement before I even start to work with an individual. A person has a choice of how much involvement they want to have with me as their job coach. This is why I have different services listed in my store on my website. It's now fully activated too to do business internationally. So I encourage clients to work with me long term, but there are occasions where they only want a few of my services, and this is totally okay. The life coaching is more informal. It includes any topic an individual wants to bring up, a very specific topic which they need help with and for which they can build goals around. Remember, I'm not a therapist or counselor. If they want counseling, I will tell them to go seek out a therapist or a professional counselor for their issue, or even make a referral if I can. I am a strategic guide who helps with goal setting, I help them to design their own goals according to their own values, action steps to take in achieving them at their own pace, and follow-up is very key. I act as both a guide and a cheerleader. For individuals with Asperger's, they often have coping challenges. They may need help with managing their anger, anxiety, or sensory integration issues. But here I would get very specific on their situation through who, what, where, when, and how questions. It's important that they stay focused. And these are examples of questions that they can ask me. How do I deal with a coworker who talks to me in a condescending way? How do I deal with my sister who seems to get offended every time I bring up a certain topic? Because filtering is something that they struggle with, having a filter to put things in a way that doesn't offend people. So what do I do when I see someone doing something unsafe and I tell them so, but they continue to do it? How do I tell my brother to stop moving my things? This kind of behavior actually makes some people with Asperger's very, very anxious when someone actually relocates their things that they're in contact with every day. How do I tell my, at work it happens sometimes, like a binder. It actually happened to me where a binder got relocated and it was very frustrating. How do I tell my classmate that her perfume smells bad without getting her upset? Because, their senses, they're very sensitive, so they tend to, it actually triggers them. It could be a potential trigger. How do I ask for help? This one is huge. Many people with Asperger's don't want to be recognized as someone needing help, as they fear as being seen incompetent. They always want to be right. So, another service I offer, which can be completely separate or part of job and life coaching, is one-to-one yoga. Job and life coaching sessions can be quite intense, with shifts in energy happening quite frequently. Yoga is a great refresher. When coaching online, I notice that a client may need to take a break. I can do breathing exercises with them before continuing. If a client just wants yoga alone as a service, I can do that too. And this includes any client who wants to learn beginner yoga.
And that's interesting. And I guess that's within your sessions. And how do you actually hold your sessions? Does the approach change depending on the situation?
Oh, for sure it does. So ideally, I like to meet with clients in person for practical reasons. More work can get done when in person. I have, more tools, hands-on tools that I could use. It involves a lot of photocopying on my part. This is true with job coaching. I also fully appreciate the power of Skype so I can help more people around the world as well. When I first started my business, which is still in its infancy stage, I only thought about helping people close to me. My website was recently changed to .com. It was actually .ca for a while. So there are many people around the world who can benefit from my services. In terms of job coaching, there will be limitations if someone lives outside of Toronto. Someone who does live outside of my service area can still submit items to me, like a resume or covering letter or job application, and I can review them and offer feedback. I can problem solve with them around what kind of job they're looking for and also offer feedback around on-the-job related issues. I can also problem solve with them around any issue they may be experiencing, job-related or not, any life event.
Yes. And you just touched on this point earlier. And if you could really explain to our audience the development of New Horizons job coaching.
Okay, so New Horizons job coaching is still very much in its infancy stage. I designed the website and Facebook page in 2013. I've had a small number of clients since then, mostly due to my marketing efforts and focus on other things. I wasn't single-minded enough, but now I am looking to expand it so it becomes a full-time business. The website was inspired by a person I worked with who needed help with job coaching and mentoring. It was also inspired by a lady named Gail Hawkins, who specializes in matching individuals with jobs through pre-employment training programs here in Toronto. I actually had the privilege of meeting her in the 90s when she founded her first business called Mission Possible. She has gotten so big, she is known internationally for her expertise in helping people with Asperger's have successful on-the-job experiences.
And it's great that you are looking to expand to really help people from around the world as well. And again, I really want to stress to the audience that she has the personal experience. And the way I can describe it, she's been on the front line with people dealing with these issues. So again, there's not many people in this world more qualified to help either yourself or a family member than Lisa. And we're getting a little bit low on time, Lisa. If you could very quickly discuss some of the tools and techniques that you incorporate into your program.
Sure. So people with Asperger's are often visual learners. When giving them instructions on the job, for example, instead of them listening and trying to follow along with you, I can help put together their very own binder that clearly explains his or her role, as well as responsibilities and company policies as they apply to him or her. In terms of tools, I include things like graphic organizers. And now here I'll describe what graphic organizers are. Mind mapping for job search ideas. Flow charts to show cost and benefit analysis. A graphic organizer can also include a schedule, including one on how to structure free time. This is actually big for someone with Asperger's. They often do not know how to structure their own free time. And an outline of action steps they need to take to complete a project. The graphic organizers are usually included in job coaching, but they can be used indirectly in life coaching as well. I also use behavior contracts to help keep a person accountable to their goals. If someone needs help remembering how to act in a particular situation, I can write a social story for them, including their input, of course. The social story can go into that work binder. In terms of techniques, it is very important to recognize an individual's strengths and for them to be praised regularly for their strengths. This is just as important as recognizing what they need supports in. And what I can also offer them are teachable moments in the initial stages of pre-employment. For example, a job training program or volunteer work or an actual employment situation. Another technique in a pre-employment or potential job situation is the use of subtle cues and prompts. People with Asperger's don't want to be drawn out. They want to fit in. They want friends just like anyone else. It was like this for them in school. Yes, it was like this for them in school. So, you know, it's not going to be any different for them on the job. They still have the same passion and desires as anyone else. After the initial stages of orientation and training as their job coach mentor, my role is very much in the background. I am there as a resource person only. They can still feel supported by me, but I offer them regular check-ins with them. That's how they stay supported. This would make them feel more comfortable. And feedback is also done in private. In terms of life coaching techniques, my role is to hold a safe space for them. This is important because people with Asperger's often have very small comfort zones. I ask them questions in a way that is not intrusive, but gets them to think. Understanding perspectives is hard for them, so there are questions around reframing their thinking. Organization is huge for them also, so there are techniques I use around organization, helping them prioritize their projects. As mentioned before, anxiety is another obstacle, and they could get anxious in sessions, so I will do breathing techniques with them if they agree to it. Whatever I'm doing with them as their coach, they need to remember they are the ones doing the work. I don't provide job leads or even training programs. I work independently, and I'm not affiliated with any organization. We work together so they find their own training programs or job leads. Think of me as a strategist.
And I liked what you just said as far as that being a strategist, because that's really what most people need. We have a little under a minute left. If you could really share with our audience, Lisa, where can they go to learn more about our program? You've hit so many important points. There's so many important points that we do have to discuss as well. We would actually love to have you back on again, but just in case people don't get a chance to really reach you for any other shows, if you could please share to them where they can go to get more information about you.
Yes.
As far as your website.
Yeah, so it's new-horizons-job-coaching.com or .ca, but .com covers it.
Okay.
And then there's a place for an email. I'm sorry to repeat to our audience that is
new-horizons-job-coaching, either .com or .ca. With both of the addresses, you should be able to reach her. And do you have a number where they can reach you, Lisa?
Yes, it's area code 416-230-1878.
Okay, and again, we're just about out of time today, and Lisa spoke on so many important topics. And I know for many people in the audience that either are dealing with Asperger's or some form of autism or has a family member as well, I know you're very interested in what she has to say. Hopefully we can have Lisa back on again, and really she could discuss some more important topics when it comes to this. And Lisa, again, I am very honored to have you on today to speak about these topics. And to our audience today, I'm very happy to have you back on. If we do have Lisa back on again, please go to our website. You will be able to get updated show information as far as dates and times. And Lisa, again, we are very happy to have you on today. You have a wonderful day.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on the show. This is fantastic.
You're very welcome, Lisa. We're very happy to have you discuss this very important issue on our show. And to our audience
out there,
you all, we thank you very much. And again, to our audience out there, you have a wonderful day. We will look forward to hearing back from all of you soon. Please go to our website at accglobalmedia.com for updated information. Everybody have a wonderful day.
Thanks.